This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:40 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're moving on to Today on Twitter, where it's all about Elon Musk and the World Food Programme playing a very public game of chicken. And the trending hashtags in relation to this are, as you'd expect, hashtag Elon Musk, hashtag UN.
So just a timeline of sorts, right? Last week, the executive director of the UN's World Food Programme, David Beasley, said in an interview on CNN that just 2% of Elon Musk's wealth, which comes up to $6 billion, would help end world hunger. Beasley also said that this $6 billion would help 42 million people around the world. Now, just for context, Elon Musk's current net worth is $289 billion. We know Musk. He's not one to take this lightly. He did not stay silent, of course. So responding to this on the 31st of October, Elon Musk tweeted that he'd sell Tesla stock right now and make that exact donation of $6 billion, but only if the World Food Programme is able to describe exactly how that money would solve world hunger. He asked for open source accounting so that the public can see exactly how that money would be spent.
Yeah, and I mean, this being Twitter, there was also a response from the World Food Programme saying that the UN has systems in place for transparency and open source accounting, and welcomed a conversation with Musk saying it would be a game changer if it actually happened. Now, I think that that last point is perhaps key to all of this, because while we have this segment and we celebrate conversations that are happening on Twitter, the truth is that Twitter is not the best place for conversation. And I think that that shows when you talk about something as loaded and as buzzwordy as world hunger. It's like world peace, right? It's like, who doesn't want to end world hunger? Who doesn't want to create lasting world peace? But the path to getting there is very difficult and often very granular. And so when you talk about ending world hunger on a platform like Twitter, when you have major players either backing the institutions technically in charge, I suppose, of solving these issues, and someone with a whole lot of money, I think this is exactly the kind of level of discourse you get, because I think they're both somewhat right, and that they both also could somewhat do with more explaining of their points of view.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm completely on board with more transparency in terms of how this money is spent, and in general, how organizations like the World Food Programme might administer the donations they receive. And, you know, if we go by what they say, that's apparently done quite transparently. So perhaps the challenge here is actually making that conversation happen, because that leads to the other part of why this has caught so much interest. And that's a perennial question. The super rich, the super elite, and whether they're doing enough with their wealth for the rest of the world, whether the money that they do give actually is indicative of what they could be giving.
Yeah, so I think here's where we need some context, right? And we're going to look at the tech boys, basically, because they are the ones that often make the news. And Bill Gates, for instance, has given more than $50 billion to charity since 1994, which sounds like a huge sum, is a huge sum. But his wealth, of course, has been growing even faster than he has donated that money. I mean, if you look at what Forbes has to say, Bill Gates is the world's fourth richest person with a net worth of $130.5 billion. So yes, $50 billion is a lot, but it's exactly the same as doing the accounting for Elon Musk. I mean, if we're talking about something like $6 billion, for most of us, for the world, it sounds like a huge amount, but then you have to set it in the context of how much he actually makes.
Yes, so if you look at, say, Elon Musk himself, for instance, he has committed almost $150 million directly to charities, even just in the 4 months of 2021. It was actually highly publicized as his huge philanthropic commitment. So $150 million sounds like a lot. But in that same period, Musk made $383 million a day on average. One could argue, of course, that this is tied up in things like assets, and Tesla is not interchangeable with Elon Musk. And all of those things are true. But I think that there is a disconnect here in terms of what qualifies as philanthropy or charity and the real world impact that it could potentially have. And really, I think if a person of Elon Musk's wealth is willing to have a conversation and will actually put his money where his mouth is, it would be a game changer.
So the other difficulty here, and I think the one that we do have to look at closely, is the difficulty with disbursing sums of money that are this large. And this is something that the billionaire philanthropists have all actually spoken about. It's also something that charities and charitable organizations have discussed, which is that when you receive huge sums of money, it comes with huge amounts of responsibility, but also then the difficulty of actually disbursing that, of being responsible for it, of having to do the taxation, of having to work out the impact of this money flowing into communities, into societies. Because I think it's very easy to say that, again, we go back to the statement that started all of this. With $6 billion, you can solve world hunger. Like, sounds great on paper. But I think the other flip side of that is, or create a lot of wastage. You know, you could make that kind of argument. I know that this sounds very nitpicky, but it is something that these organizations have actually brought up. So basically, where I land on this is, I'm kind of glad it happened on Twitter, because at least it opened up this conversation once more about the uber wealthy, about the responsibilities that they have to the rest of us and all that. But the flip side of it is, if it doesn't go any further, it's such a waste. Because I think hearing concrete examples from the World Food Program about how it is hypothetically that $6 billion could change everything would be great. Hearing from Elon Musk about whether or not this has changed his mind about what he wants to spend his personal wealth on would also be great.
Yes, and you know, I think something about it's something about the tone of his response that kind of maybe riled me up a little bit, because
that's
you don't
Elon Musk,
though. You don't have to solve world hunger, though. If you have $6 billion that you're willing to put towards a worthy cause, do it. You don't need a justification from the UN. There are plenty of ways that you can put it to good use. So some of this is that sort of grandstanding that he's known for. It's entertaining, yes. I hope it pans out into something is what I'd like to see.
Yeah, so I'm reading into this without imagining or even picturing Elon Musk typing. And I think that that helps in terms of, you know, trying to like look at the statement and not think about the tone. Because if you start thinking about the tone, then you're absolutely right. It's like, dude, look at how much money you have. I don't think we need to be having this sort of debate. But yeah, we are talking today about Elon Musk versus the UN. I'm just going to up the stakes a la Twitter on today on Twitter, because of course, Musk, as well as the executive director of the UN's World Food Programme, David Beasley, have been getting into it on Twitter, because Beasley had essentially said that just 2% of Elon Musk's wealth could help end world hunger. Elon Musk said, oh yeah, show me the receipts. So with that, we want to know basically, where do you land on this? But also, do you think billionaires should donate more money to charity? That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:51 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. So today on Twitter, we were talking about Elon Musk and world hunger, because of course, the executive director of the UN's World Food Programme, David Beasley, basically said that just 2% of Elon Musk's wealth, that is $6 billion, could help to end world hunger. And Elon Musk responded by saying, yeah, I will do it. I will do it, provided you tell me exactly how it would help. And so we were talking really about that exchange and what it says, I guess, about both parties involved. And we've been asking you for your thoughts on this. In essence, where do you land? But also, should billionaires donate more money to charity? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And first up, we have this from Kinwai.
Kinwai says, classic Elon. Could it be another Musk manipulation? Particularly since he specifically involved Tesla. I like the wordplay. That in itself, I think, deserves some claps. But I don't know about it being a manipulation. But classic Elon, yes, this is certainly a very classic Elon move.
It is. And I think it also speaks to... it also speaks to how much weightage money gives a person, right, in terms of public discourse. Because I was just thinking about how there are so few people in the world that could have this conversation at all, because there are so few people in the world who would qualify to be able to help or to be able to have this kind of heft and weight to throw around, whether it's on Twitter or a boardroom or really anywhere. And when you put that power in the hands of someone like an Elon Musk, who is quite an infamous tweeter at this point, this is really what you get.
Yep. I love this from Maggie, though. Maggie says, if I were Elon Musk, I'd just respond with a noted with thanks, because it's more elegant and mature. Of course, he may be okay with the amount of international attention that he's getting right now. Were if only that it were that Elon Musk would tweet noted with thanks. But that's not an Elon move.
I honestly, this is not elegant and mature on my part, but I would say K. I mean, if that's how I felt, then that's what I do. I just tweet K and then maybe note it with thanks. But I think that, like I said, I'm hopeful that even though the spirit of the tweet definitely seems to have noted with thanks written all over it, I'm still hoping that there is going to be an actual mature sit-down conversation that comes of it, because I think it is a helpful conversation. Like, yesterday we talked about retirement, and a message came in talking about how if we had a more precise number for retirement, everybody would know what we're supposed to work towards. And so now it appears that we've put a number on world hunger or ending it, and it's 6 billion. So let's have a conversation about that. I don't see why it has to exclusively be the purview of Elon Musk to respond to this call.
No, I agree. And again, that's why I think some of this is, despite the drama and the humor of it happening on Twitter, and a lot of people are taking enjoyment, depending on whether you're a fan of Musk or a fan of the UN or not a fan, each side is getting a lot of enjoyment from the jabs being thrown. But I think that the point of it being that neither of these are actually unfair or irrational asks.
So on that subject of tone, we have Benjamin. Like we said, Elon Musk, very divisive character, right? You're always going to end up with exactly these sorts of messages. So Benjamin says, totally agree with you on Elon Musk's tone and attitude, arrogant and condescending. He's exactly like the Hokkien phrase, pattern more than badminton. I agree with you. If he's sincere, just do it. Why make a big show? Do other philanthropists make such a big show of things? Remember his offer to rescue the Thai boys who were stuck in the cave with this ill-conceived mini sub that no one asked for. Let the professionals do their work, and he should put his money where his mouth is.
Well, I think there are lots of people who would agree with you. I'm going to maintain a show of neutrality by reading an opposite opinion. Fitri says, in my opinion, Elon Musk simply wanted to hold UN accountable if he were to give the money. And I do think there's something there. To be fair, I do think there is something there to say that if you are telling me that, then show me what you would do with the money.
Yeah, you know, the UN is not, it doesn't have, I think, the public show of good faith that it used to have. It used to be that when someone said, oh, the UN said this, everybody goes, oh, okay. But now I think, considering the rather public blows it has had in recent times to issues exactly like this of transparency, accountability, wastage, understanding whether or not they're actually doing the things that they say they're doing, I totally get it. But then I go back to Benjamin's point about, yes, if that's the case, then sit down and hold them accountable. Or, like I keep saying, have the next conversation. Mm-hmm. Because if not, then you're just making a big deal without ever intending to donate that money, or without ever intending to put any money towards a problem that someone else has highlighted now. I also wanted to just briefly say, ill-conceived mini sub that no one asked for is going to be my band name.
That is a phrase that I think captures exactly the humor and irony of the situation.
That is exactly it. And also, thank you, Benjamin, because it was exactly how I felt when it first came up. Keep those thoughts coming. You can, of course, call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.